Web Snooki Radio, let's start the show.
Hi, this is Rod Atwood here with another episode of Web Snooki Radio. I hope that you're having a great day today. We had some bad weather here in Omaha and kind of disrupted things here. The focus of what I wanted to talk about today is your marketing with your website. And there are some simple things that you can do to make your website out there more on the web. A couple of things I'll mention just real briefly is if you're familiar with Yelp or any of the local directories, including Google Plus, some of those directories, is put your website in those directories. That can help get you out on the web. So any local directories that you have in your area, you know, put your website in there. It can really help out. The next thing that I wanted to mention to you was something called title tags. Now, when I'm looking over a client site, this is something very often neglected with the client site, and that's the title of the web page. And to find that title, you simply go up to the top of the web page where the tab is at in your browser. And so if you go up to the very top of your browser and you mouse over a tab, you'll see some tooltips, or you may actually see the title to the page itself. So that's your title of your page. And your title of your page should match what information is on the page or what your product or service is all about. And the problem is your domain name, your website name, may not have anything to do with the products you're selling. So if you don't have a title to your web page that expresses what your page is about, it's really probably going to hurt you on Google. So make sure that that matches. The other thing I wanted to mention to you was keywords. The keywords on your web page should, in other words, when you have information content on your web page, it should have some keywords that expresses what product or service that you're offering. Now, there's a lot of information on the web about over-optimization and things like that, and you can check that out and Google it. A good place to go to find out about how to optimize your website is something called the Google Webmasters Blog. So if you just go to Google and you Google Webmasters Blog, try saying that 5 times really fast, you can actually find out more information about things that you can do to optimize your page. So check that out. Now, when you're in some WordPress themes and some scripts, it'll ask you to enter keywords. And a big common mistake is entering in too many keywords in that area. And the reason why that's a mistake is because no major search engine looks at the keyword meta anymore. No major search engine looks at that. And that's when you enter in keywords in a script or a theme, that's where it's being placed into is your keyword meta. And since no major search engine looks at that, when you put a bunch of keywords in there, that's called keyword stuffing. Some people, I've looked at websites that's had probably over 100 or 200 keywords, and none of those keywords actually was beneficial to the website because all major search engines don't look at those keywords. And actually, when you do that, it can hurt you on the search engines. So I would suggest not doing that. Only put in a couple of keywords that has to do with your website. And, you know, some people would even argue that. But the reason why is it is just in case that you have a search engine that searches your site, that, you know, maybe a small search engine that looks at keywords, which is doubtful these days, but it's possible, if you have a couple keywords in there, but only a couple, maybe two or three. You don't want to have that over that in your keyword area because, again, it looks like you're keyword stuffing, and that can actually hurt you on the search engine. Well, this is going to end our tips today, and I hope that you got something out of this. If you have any questions, please contact me. Feel free to visit websnoogie.com. That's W-E-B, S in Whiskey, Edward Bravo, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, G as in George, I as in India, E as in Edward.com. I've got a link on Blog Talk. So feel free to visit me. I get a lot of requests during the day, so I run fairly behind during, you know, with requests. So it may take a day or two to get back with you. I appreciate you listening to the broadcast, and have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.